Hour number two on this Monday afternoon. We know by now, Supreme Court, huge ruling today. Former President Donald Trump is entitled to substantial immunity from prosecution. And this is a huge statement involving the Jack Smith case, involving the political ramifications, where their trial will take place, official acts. What are official acts? What evidence can you derive from official acts? And how this now goes back to the D.C. court. We've had a chance a number of times now to talk with Justin Crow from Williams College, professor there specializing in the Supreme Court. Justin is great on topics like this, and Justin is with us. Justin, as always, pleasure. Let me get to this part from Justice Sotomayor, which is generating seemingly as much reaction as the ruling itself, and I want your reaction. This is from the justice in her dissent. Never in the history of our republic has a president had reason to believe that he would be immune from criminal prosecution if he used the trappings of his office to violate criminal law. Moving forward, however, all former presidents will be cloaked in such immunity. If the occupant of that office misuses official power for personal gain, the criminal law that the rest of us must abide will not provide a backstop. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. Is that right on? Is that a fair assessment? Or is that hyperbolic?
I think it's a fair assessment. I mean, she says, Sotomayor says in her dissent, she doesn't know whether this will come to pass. She hopes it doesn't, and it may not. But what the court has done, and I mean, maybe if you want to soften Sotomayor a little bit, what the court has done is given rise to the possibility that what she says, that what she hypothesizes, that what she laments and fears and worries about could actually come to pass. So while I don't think it's a guarantee that we're headed there, and while it may be possible that in the future the court could issue some rulings, or even in subsequent iterations of this case could issue some rulings that might narrow or specify what they did today, she's not off base.
Okay, here's a part from the Supreme Court's Chief Justice, John Roberts, who wrote the sixth ruling talking about presidency. Under our constitutional structure of separated powers, the nature of presidential power entitles a former president to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority. And he is entitled to presumptive immunity from prosecution for all of his official acts. There is no immunity for unofficial acts. So when you hear that, you read this from the Chief Justice, your reaction is what?
That it's an extreme expansion of executive authority and insulation of executive power from the ordinary checks of the legal process. And so what Roberts has done there is distinguish between kind of three categories of acts in some sense, those that are clearly and unequivocally part of the president's constitutional authority, say appointing ambassadors or something like that. Those that are part of his official acts, and even Chief Justice Roberts suggests to the outer ambit of his official acts, and those that are unofficial acts. Now, part of where the proof is in the pudding here is what counts as an official act and what counts as an unofficial act.
Yeah.
And so there's been some hint that things that are about the president as a candidate for office or the leader of a party are unofficial acts. On the other hand, the court said, and the majority opinion said, that official acts can't be used as evidence toward kind of what was an inappropriate unofficial act, and that the president's motive in performing these acts can't be inquired into.
Can I just stop you there?
Blurs the line. Yeah, please.
When I and I referenced that earlier, that part absolutely stuns me. So I can't use the evidence as a part of official acts and the motive doesn't matter? Who has that ability in this country? And I get that it's an interesting line and where this potentially could go with a president versus just an everyday citizen like the two of us. But no evidence from official acts, no clarity on motive, and that can't be a part of it? Come on. That seems incredibly problematic.
It's stunning in its scope and in what it potentially allows, right? One of the things that was talked about at the oral arguments was, could the president order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival, right? And how could the president possibly be immune from prosecution on that? Well, under Roberts' opinion today, and Sotomayor brings this up in her dissent, under Roberts' opinion today, part of the president's official acts or part of the president's conclusive constitutional authority is as commander-in-chief of the military. So if the president can order the military to do something, and we can't inquire into his motive for doing it, it raises the question about how you could ever then prosecute a president, how a president could ever be deemed to be not immune from prosecution from even something that egregious.
Justin Crowe is with us. You can hear that he is excellent from Williams College, specializing in constitutional law and the Supreme Court. So let's play this scenario out, because I'm seeing this over and over again. If Joe Biden announced today that he was canceling the upcoming election, he's just going to cancel. I'm the president. Come at me. This is an official act. He cites a reason why. Is he immune from any criminal charges related to that?
Well, I mean, I guess the question would be, what power does the president have to cancel an election, right? And it would say there's nothing, if I was going to play the skeptic to your to your hypothetical, I would say, well, there's nothing in the Constitution that establishes under Article 2 the power of the president over elections. So for the president to come out and announce he was canceling elections, one, he's powerless to do so. Two, if the president were to, let's say, order the National Guard to go seize voting machines, which should sound familiar because this is something that that Trump threatened to do in 2020. But if President Biden were to order the National Guard, say, to go and seize voting machines or block polling places or something like that, that would prevent voting from going on, on its face, it would seem that that couldn't possibly be conduct for which he was immune, right? That is not conduct related to his constitutional authority. That is not conduct even within the outer ambit of his official duties. Those are unofficial acts. Now, easy to say there, well, what's the difference between that and the sorts of things that President Trump is doing at the end of his term, culminating in January 6th? That's a question that there's really no good answer to right now.
Okay, let's stay with a more realistic scenario, because this happened when Donald Trump was losing, and he certainly was allowed to pursue his challenge. He did, and he lost every decisive ruling, every single decisive ruling. Even with all that, whether it's him directing this, Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, I don't know, Barron, whoever was involved, right? This fake elector scheme. Okay. Can Donald Trump say, well, as the president, I'm trying to ensure a free and fair election? So is that also an official act where he's setting up fake electors to head to D.C. on January 6th?
I mean, it certainly shouldn't be, right? And I
no
guess
way.
A narrow reading.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm saying no way should that be an official act,
certainly
right?
Certainly shouldn't be. Yeah, I mean, a narrow reading of Roberts' opinion today would say, okay, and he tries to do this, right? He says, you look, the dissent, specifically the Sotomayor one, but also Justice Jackson's dissent, are kind of gloom and doom about where this leaves American democracy. And he says they're greatly overstating the scope of the ruling. And what we've done here is far more narrow. And he's suggesting that in part what they've done is to protect the president in his discussions with other members of the Justice Department, and that those things are immune, and that him directing the Justice Department to do X, Y, or Z is immune because the Justice Department is part of the executive agency. And so on the one hand, you could say, all right, there's a kind of narrower way to read this. And if that's the case, then potentially the president encouraging a false slate of electors in Georgia or in Arizona or in Wisconsin or Michigan is far outside of the bounds of that, because he actually has no authority over those state legislative officers.
Yeah, exactly.
He has no authority over those state legislative state electoral results. And so as a result, those are not part of his official actions. But the interesting thing that Sotomayor raises here is the possibility that as long as you confer with a member of the executive branch, well, as long as you kind of direct them to do it and put the pressure on, your conduct is immune, right? But but she says at one point in the dissent, like, basically, as long as you can, you know, claim to have conferred with someone who works in the Justice Department or the executive branch, immune. And she has, you know, towards the end of that opinion, a kind of sarcastic, almost, I don't know, derisive approach to saying, what about this conduct? Immune. This conduct, immune. This conduct,
right.
immune, she says. And she's purposefully kind of painting with a broad brush,
right,
but a broad brush that is not radically implausible, I'd say.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. For the folks, and they're texting me, and I've seen it all over Twitter, and I saw some of it, that if we don't have this, that we're just going to start to see a slew of lawsuits once presidents leave. And my comeback, Justin, is, well, where have they been the last 200-some years? I don't see them. Some say, well, we're more divided now, and if we don't have this, whether it's Biden, it's Trump, and it's future presidents, we would have this litigation in the litigious world we're in right now. Do you buy that at all?
I think we will. I mean, I think there is something to the argument that some sort of seal has been broken, that the Trump era has unleashed a series of forces of polarization and hatred and partisan animosity and that sort of stuff that may lead to more of those sorts of lawsuits. I guess my response to that is similar to the response that the special counsel's litigator gave in the Supreme Court decision, where that those sorts of things can still be dealt with as part of the legal process, that there are frivolous lawsuits all the time over all sorts of things. And we may now, in a world without this ruling, we may have seen more of those sorts of lawsuits against Democratic presidents by conservatives and against Republican presidents by liberals and whatever. I guess I have more faith in the ability of the legal process and the ability of lower court judges and the ability of citizens acting as jurors to separate the wheat from the chaff there. And I think that that's what the risk of what we're getting with this, which is a president who, as Sotomayor says, can commit illegal acts while in office and then say, well, I've got my get out of jail free card because I discussed it with the attorney general, or I've got my get out of jail free card because this is in the outer ambit of my office. And you have to give me presumptive immunity. You have to prove that the prosecutors would have to prove that this doesn't interfere with the president's powers, in addition to proving that the president had committed these acts. I think the benefits that we gain from this, of stopping those sorts of lawsuits, as well as the benefits that Chief Justice Roberts talks about executive dispatch and quick action and all of that, is in today's day and age, with the scope of presidential power, with the scope of executive branch authority, far outweighed by the loss of accountability that we've suffered today.
Justin, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll reach
My
out
pleasure.
Again. Justin Crowe from Williams College, professor, political science, specialized in the Constitution. We had a lot of texts in the first hour when we talked about this, when I asked a bigger victory for Donald Trump, the debate, the decisive victory or the decisive failure by Joe Biden, or his victory today. I want to ask this question. Shouldn't we know? Shouldn't we know about what Trump did or did not do? And does it rise to the level where he's found guilty of the fake electors, obstruction, and everything associated with preventing Joe Biden from assuming office? Even if you're a Trump supporter, don't you want to see the evidence to say, see, there's nothing there. They have nothing. My guy is exonerated. If you're an independent, don't you want to see it? The Democrats, we, of course, know they want to see. We should find out. We should find out. Does it rise to criminality? Because the fake electors and that, to me, 100% no-brainer. He's guilty. That's from what I've witnessed with the select committee and other information. But I want to see what Smith has, and I want to see what Trump's team pushes against it, because he'll have qualified attorneys. Maybe they'll get paid. I don't know. Donald sometimes just pays on results. Shouldn't we find out? Because we should. We should find out. Even if you're a Trump supporter, don't you want to know? Or do you feel like, because I'm guessing this is the answer, the game is so rigged against your guy. It's Joe Biden controlling everything. And he's not going to get a fair chance. And I say, like so many people said, you're telling me the guy we saw, Joe Biden, the other day, feeble, and you've said it, feeble, he's not capable of the presidency. And for the next 4 years, I agree with that, by the way. He's not capable, not voting for him. But he also is the mastermind. He also is so brilliant that he's orchestrating the DOJ, but then he's so feeble, he can't do this. You can't really have it both ways. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. They can't stop me now. Is this tied to Trump and his immunity victory today?
That is 100% correct. Songs all about being unstoppable, untouchable, above the law.
How about this? As along with Don't We Want to Know, and I want you to respond to that too. When you think of unstoppable, who first comes to mind?
Taylor.
Taylor Swift is unstoppable.
You'll hear from her perhaps after the next break.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, unstoppable. I think a lot of people might think of athletes and unstoppable. I sometimes think of physicality.
Yes. Adrian Peterson is a time. Adrian unstoppable. Randy.
Yeah. How about Earl Campbell back in the day, ripping his jersey off?
Yes, Bo,
they just honored. Why did the Royals just put Bo in the Hall of Fame? Bo's hasn't been playing for.
Seems like it took a little while.
Did they forget about him? I mean, Royals fever, you know, hasn't exactly captured the imagination of the world here outside. They did go to the World Series and then win the World Series.
How many years did he play in KC? And it wasn't a long run.
5 years?
So that probably has something to do with it. But those 5 years, I mean, come on.
Pretty amazing, right? We were debating this. It's a Wolves crew on this golf sojourn up to Duluth. I'm surprised the Wolves don't have, you know, like the Twins have a Hall of Fame. Vikings have a Ring of Honor. You know, that's different from a retired jersey. The Wolves have what? They have Malik because of his passing. They've got honoring Flip. They are trying to wait for Garnett. And as long as Glenn owns the team, that's not going to change. But Glenn might not own the team in 4 months. Who knows where that's going? But you can have Hall of Fame below that. Like Michael Kadir is in the Twins Hall of Fame, right? Michael Kadir. Fine player, but he was never a threat. They were going to retire his number. So, you know, like the Wild, they don't have a Hall of Fame, do they?
No, we've got Migos' number retired, and of course, number one for the fans.
Yeah, again, get out of here. Get out of here with that. Now, I'm seeing a DeRusha tweet.
Uh-oh. Selfie included?
I apologize. Jason's insatiability for a selfie. Unstoppable. Right? Would that also be classified as unstoppable?
I think that's... Did he include a selfie in just the text?
No,
for your eyes only, a selfie.
Shaletta, he says, unstoppable.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm not going with unstoppable, but it's very funny. And I'll tell you off air. It involves somebody in the news, but I'm not sure I'm going with it right now. Don't you want the trial? Don't
you?
Right?
Everyone should, regardless of, I mean, it's silly to say everyone should, because, of course, there's a good reason why those on the right don't. But if
their guy is that innocent, not guilty. But again, so many people think I've already got the Biden cook the books thing here. So, again, he's the mastermind, but also he doesn't know where he is.
This is the long play. Again, we've discussed that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hell of a long play. Have your guy found not guilty, right? Let's do this. Who do we have for unstoppable? Do you want to see the trial? And then I got a couple other nuggets involving food, involving food. And now I have this picture from Jason Rush.
Wow.
This selfie.
Wow.
From Jason. I think he's indicating this is his favorite show.
I think there's some vulgarity in there.
I think there is, and I was amused by it also. Jason will be on today at 3 on CCO. Among the items, there she is. Yes, I want to see him go to trial. It's not about Biden or Trump. It's always been about the Supreme Court, the pick, vote people. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, unstoppable. Who determines what is an official act and what isn't? I mean, in theory, that could be a part of what's going to happen in our country in perpetuity now.
It's part of what the lower court has to decide now, right?
Like, but over and over again, we can have this debate, right? Okay. Official actor. Now we need someone who is objective, who is deemed the official act judge.
Mm.
Let's nominate Kevin Burke. Kevin could still do it.
That's fair. Sure.
Kevin Burke. He still has to come on the show.
Naturally.
Kevin Burke will determine official act or not official act. That is the question. And I was doing that with my glasses to make the point.
Sounds like a good game show, really.
Yes. It really does. Maybe, like, Trump loves game shows.
Yes. Official act or not.
Exactly. Why not? Let's see. Need a trial. Doubt he could ever be exonerated. This is what scares me with President Biden, Chad. I don't know if he's capable of making the decision. He's just a puppet. Others behind the scenes are actually running the country. Okay. Over and over again. We're probably around 2 years where I've said he's not capable of this job and I'm not going to vote for him. Who do they think is running the country? Because stop telling me it's the Obamas, right?
No, because not what you want to hear?
Because that's it. I don't want to hear it. Okay.
Could the Clintons still be running the country?
Yeah. Who, 651-461-9226, who is really running the country?
George Soros.
George Soros. Where's he in his pursuit of buying this company?
I don't know.
I have not received a liberal talking point yet. He probably's not going to like it when I've mocked Joe Biden on a regular basis, made fun of the far left. Not sure that's going to be my talking point. Unstoppable. Come on, let's get a few more texts. When you think unstoppable, who do you have? Where do you stand? I never heard of this before until you sent this to me. Scrambled pancakes. Scrambled pancakes. Mm-hmm. What is your initial thought? You read the story. It's the concept. I'll explain it here. You know, instead of your natural, whatever, however far you want to go in your elaborate preparation of your pancakes, but you pour it, you wait for the bubbling, you wait for the right time. You got the skill. Flip away.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for the time. I guess if you're supreme, you don't have to flip again. Like, you just know I got the one flip and I'm done.
Yes. Second side doesn't take nearly as long. You got to be Johnny on the spot.
And again, my official pecking order in this continuum is French toast. If we're saying all at their peak, French toast peak 1, pancakes peak 2, waffles peak 3. I thought you were slightly different. Are you?
Pancakes number 1, French toast number 2, waffles a distant third.
So in this case, the pancakes, instead of keeping them in their circular shape, you're breaking them up.
Yes.
You're turning them into scrambled eggs, so thus scrambled pancakes. You know what they're doing? They're taking away the use of the fork and knife. The fork and knife community, not happy with scrambled pancakes.
Well, that's not completely true. The fork's still very much necessary.
Necessary, but the utility has been limited.
Yes, it certainly has. The knife, I mean, you could argue it could still be used for butter. You could put a little, you know, slap of butter on top and then mix it up with the fork.
Yeah. You a big syrup guy?
Love syrup.
How about whipped cream? You put a little whipped cream on there?
Not typically.
How about honey?
I've never tried that.
No, you should.
I'd be very willing to.
That's the flexibility you have. You're willing.
Yes.
I mean, listen, what an incredible.
I'm a big
sign.
Fan of honey. You know, I love them. Me and the pollinators, we get along.
Exactly. Okay, so next time, are you much of a pancake maker?
I'm pretty good.
You're pretty good?
I got a lot down when it comes to the pancakes.
So if you can go frozen pancakes or you make pancakes, which way you go?
Make 100% of
them. 100%?
Yes.
Really?
Frozen pancakes are gummy. They're not any good. Pancakes aren't that hard, especially if you go with the box mix. I tend to just make it myself because that's not too tough, easy. Or too tough.
Yeah, well, lay it out for me. How do you make your pancakes?
Yeah, you get your flour, your sugar, a little baking soda. Is it? Maybe I can't remember. I got the recipe. You know, a little salt and, you know, boom.
Boom, and they're great.
It's easy.
Do you add a little chocolate chips? You add a little blueberry,
once
raspberry?
In a while, I'll go blueberry or chocolate chip. Yeah, right. Yep, I can do that, but it's not too tough. But the kids like the pancakes. But next time I make them, I will absolutely be trying scrambled pancakes. I'm very intrigued.
All right. Take me through it, folks. Where do you stand on the scrambled pancakes? Then, I think this is a false headline. As peak barbecue season begins, fewer Americans are buying grills. So I thought that meant, are we done with the grill? Because I am not done with the grill.
Mm-mm.
No. The grill, do we know where we rank with other countries with our use of a grill? Like, I get the feeling that we're way up in this category.
I think so. With the actual barbecue grill, I think we do very well.
You know, steaks, what, corn on the cob, you name it. I sense America.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, pork. I maybe some pork chops tonight on the grill.
That's a good idea.
How about some asparagus on the grill? You're not as excited.
Not getting a bite now.
So the basic premise of this story is that we bought so many grills during the pandemic that, like, there's no grills left. I mean, how about this one? Traeger, which once was a pandemic darling. Do you really want to – other 651-461-9226, other pandemic darlings.
Peloton,
for sure. Sex.
Yeah. Yes.
Communicating with your partner.
Mm-hmm. Above-ground pools.
Above-ground pools. Masks.
Yeah.
Face
shields.
Good feelings between sides, even if they don't see eye to eye.
Yes.
That was a pancake, darling, right?
Yeah.
Accepting our differences and finding more commonality.
Yes. Swallowable bleach. I think that's one.
Hydroxychloroquine. This last quarter's grill sales. Traeger's still doing fine. It's not like we need to have we've done the blood cancer event. We don't need to do an event for them because last quarter they still made $77 million. That is down, though, from $156 million they made in the second quarter of 2021.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Man, we were loving our grill. Okay, has your grilling slipped? We're giving you a lot of stuff here. This is more of the rapid fire. You know, we'll get back to more singular with Chip and 235. What is your grill expertise? What is the one food that you make on the grill where you think people go, whoa? Like, apparently you grill in the kitchen, pancakes. We all should go, whoa.
Me and the griddle, we're very close.
Griddle's very, very good. What is your go-to on the grill? And have you slipped it all in your grill usage? Because no. Like, if I didn't have the grill year-round, I'd be bummed without the grill.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'm not fetal position. I'm not giving up. But the grill is an essential asset to cooking.
To a Minnesota spring, summer, and early fall before it gets trash? Yes.
I even think if you have the right spot and you cover the grill and you maybe shovel out a path, winter grill, underrated.
I'm a little too soft for the winter grilling.
Well, you know me. Who's more of a tough guy in the winter than me?
So not many.
I'm not saying that like it's 10 below and the windshield's 40 below and I'm out there. No, but it's like a 20-degree day and the snow is creating those textures on the leaves.
Oh, yes.
I'm out there.
Textures.
Textures, exactly. Then I get in the traffic and go, screw textures. Get me back to California. 651-461-9226. What do you want on Unstoppable? What do you want to say on the pickleball craze and the commercial you and Brad were talking
about? Yeah, the pickleball craze, the mom in the pickleball commercial who's just dusting her son in pickleball. She's unstoppable. We also got a good one from Josh Wheeler, Donald Trump in the club championship. Unstoppable.
That is very good.
That might be number one in the clubhouse.
That is so, so good. Joe Biden is a 6 handicap, you know.
I mean, Adam Carter with all of his talents.
Yes, exactly. Got to grill beef, and vegetables in the kebabs. Where do you stand on the beef veggie kebab? I'm a huge fan.
I like them. I like to eat them. I don't like to prepare them. Is that fair? Tedious.
Not that complicated.
But
right?
I'm not saying it's complicated. I said it's tedious having to do the kebab thing, stick everything on the skewer. It takes a little while.
Yeah.
You know what I'd prefer? I've got a grill basket, and we do this for like pork souvlaki, which is kind of the same thing. You can make a kebab of it, but it's pork and vegetables.
Yeah.
You just throw it all in the basket. You mix it all in
the basket is good use.
Grill it together. All the flavors kind of merge, and then, hey, you just eat it with a fork. You don't have to worry about the skewer.
Apparently you're against big skewer. I'm a fan of big skewer. I think sometimes I'm wary of if I buy, not going there, if I buy at like a grocery store, are they giving me bigger vegetables to hide the minimal meat they're giving me? So the pepper and onions are like the size of your head, okay? And they're a game you like to play.
And Chad brings home the minimal meat.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure they are. Give you a giant piece of pepper or whatever. Yes. I imagine they are.
Jerk chicken on the pellet grill. What is the pellet grill? Why am I blanking on the pellet grill?
Just wood pellets that you use.
Is that much better than the gas grill or the charcoal?
No.
I mean, we've got some pellet grill people in the pellet grill community who are very excited. Brisket. I make it once or twice a month since 2020. I'm at the point where my pals bring me one and I cook it. I can hardly eat it anymore, but I love to make them. I'd love if this person would bring us some brisket.
Ooh. When at peak, brisket is very high on the
list. Well, at peak, it's the best.
But it's so hard to
hit peak. We've debated the peak barbecue before. I think you've said ribs, right?
Ribs are my jam.
Yeah. They're amazing. But again, a lot of meat references, a lot of skewer references here, however far you want to go.
Keep it going.
I like some meat on there. You're used to smaller meat, so you're kind of those St. Louis ribs, right?
The St. Louis style. I like a baby back too, but just comparing ribs and brisket, both tremendous at peak. Ribs, more forgiving. You can still do bad ribs.
D.B. Cooper has been running the country from his trailer in Esco. Raging alcoholism, also a pandemic darling.
Yeah.
Could be. Campers and RVs.
Yes.
Shaletta, for sure unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And does she still have her camper/RV?
I believe she's still got the RV.
I thought that was like a one-year deal. But I suppose.
Did you ever think it was ever going to be a one-year?
Yeah,
I mean,
Shaletta.
Much like Trump in the presidency, you think she was going to give it up that easily?
Young Mike Tyson, unstoppable.
Yeah.
For sure.
A little time in jail stopped him.
That was a problem. It was a bit of an issue. Bit of an issue. By the way, Texas says, it's blueberry pancakes or no pancakes at all. No, you're disrespecting the chocolate chip pancakes.
You 100% are.
The chocolate chip pancakes are very, very good.
You know what blueberry pancakes are? Overrated.
I think they are, not at Al's. The Al's blueberry pancakes? Are you telling me Al's blueberry pancakes?
I'm saying, in general, the love of the blueberry pancake, much like the Beatles, a little over the top.
They get compared often,
a little over the top.
The other berries don't get enough pancake credit, too. I mean, how often do you order raspberry pancakes?
You don't do – well, the raspberry would never hold up. We've been through that. That fruit is too soft.
Shit. You know, again, for you, man who knows about not holding up, I'm a hold-up expert that way. We'll stop at this moment here on CCL. Among the items, there she is. Yes, I want to see him go to trial. It's not about Biden or Trump. It's always been about the Supreme Court, the pick, vote people. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, unstoppable. Who determines what is an official act and what isn't? I mean, in theory, that could be a part of what's going to happen in our country in perpetuity now.
It's part of what the lower court has to decide now, right?
Like, but over and over again, we can have this debate, right? Okay. Official actor. Now we need someone who's objective, who is deemed the official act judge.
Mm.
You, let's nominate Kevin Burke. Kevin can still do it.
That's fair. Sure.
Kevin Burke, he still has to come on the show.
Naturally.
Kevin Burke will determine official act or not official act. That is the question. And I was doing that with my glasses to make the point.
Sounds like a good game show, really.
Yes. It really does. Maybe, like, Trump loves game shows.
Yes. Official act or not.
Exactly. Why not? Let's see. Need a trial. Doubt he could ever be exonerated. This is what scares me with President Brian Chad. I don't know if he's capable of making the decision. He's just a puppet. Others behind the scenes are actually running the country. Okay. Over and over again. We're probably around 2 years where I've said he's not capable of this job and I'm not going to vote for him. Who do they think is running the country? Because stop telling me it's the Obamas, right?
No, is that because not what you want to hear?
Because that's it. I don't want to hear it. Okay.
Could the Clintons still be running the country?
Yeah. Who, 651-461-9226, who is really running the country?
George Soros.
George Soros. Where's he in his pursuit of buying this company?
I don't know.
I have not received a liberal talking point yet. He probably's not going to like it when I've mocked Joe Biden on a regular basis, made fun of the far left. Not sure that's going to be my talking point. Unstoppable. Come on, let's get a few more texts. When you think unstoppable, who do you have? Where do you stand? I never heard of this before until you sent this to me. Scrambled pancakes. Scrambled pancakes. Mm-hmm. What is your initial thought? You read the story. It's the concept. I'll explain it here. You know, instead of you got your natural, whatever, however far you want to go in your elaborate preparation of your pancakes, but you pour it, you wait for the bubbling, you wait for the right time. You got the skill, flip away, wait for the time. I guess if you're supreme, you don't have to flip again. Like, you just know I got the one flip and I'm done.
Yes. Second side doesn't take nearly as long. You got to be Johnny on the spot.
And again, my official pecking order in this continuum is French toast. If we're saying all at their peak, French toast peak one, pancakes peak two, waffles peak three. I thought you were slightly different. Are you?
Pancakes number one, French toast number two, waffles a distant third.
Distant third. So in this case, the pancakes, instead of keeping them in their circular shape, you're breaking them up.
Yes.
You're turning them into scrambled eggs, so thus scrambled pancakes. You know what they're doing? They're taking away the use of the fork and knife. The fork and knife community not happy with scrambled pancakes.
Well, that's not completely true. The fork's still very much necessary.
Necessary, but the utility has been limited.
Yes, it certainly has. The knife, I mean, you could argue it could still be used for butter. You could put a little, you know, slap of butter on top and then mix it up with the fork.
Yeah. You a big syrup guy?
Love syrup.
How about whipped cream? You put a little whipped cream on there?
Not typically.
How about honey?
I've never tried that.
Oh, you should.
I'd be very willing to.
That's the flexibility you have. You're willing. Yes. I mean, what an incredible.
I'm a big fan of honey. You know, I love them. Me and the pollinators, we get along.
Exactly. Okay, so next time, are you much of a pancake maker?
I'm pretty good.
You're pretty good?
I got a lot of talent when it comes to the pancakes.
So if you can go frozen pancakes or you make pancakes, which way you go?
Make 100% of
100%?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Frozen pancakes are gummy. They're not any good. Pancakes aren't that hard, especially if you go with the box mix. I tend to just make it myself because that's not too tough easy. Or too tough
okay,
either.
Well, lay it out for me. How do you make your pancakes?
Yeah, you get your flour, your sugar, a little baking soda. Is it? Maybe I can't remember. I got the recipe. You know, a little salt and, you know, boom.
Boom, and they're great.
It's easy.
A little add a little chocolate chips? You add a little blueberry,
once
raspberry?
In a while, I'll go blueberry or chocolate chip. Yeah, right. Yep, I can do that, but it's not too tough. But the kids like the pancakes. But next time I make them, I will absolutely be trying scrambled pancakes. I'm very intrigued.
All right. Take me through it, folks. Where do you stand on the scrambled pancakes? Then, I think this is a false headline. As peak barbecue season begins, fewer Americans are buying grills. So I thought that meant, are we done with the grill? Because I am not done with the grill.
Mm-mm.
No. The grill, where do we know where we rank with other countries with our use of a grill? Like, I get the feeling that we're way up in this category.
I think so. With the actual barbecue grill, I think we do very well.
You know, steaks, what a corn on the cob, you name it. I sense America.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, pork. I like maybe some pork chops tonight on the grill.
That's a good idea.
How about some asparagus on the grill? You're not as excited.
Not getting a buy now.
So the basic premise of this story is that we bought so many grills during the pandemic that, like, there's no grills left. I mean, how about this one? Traeger, which once was a pandemic darling. Do you really want to – other 651-461-9226, other pandemic darlings.
Peloton.
Peloton, for sure. Sex.
Yeah. Yes.
Communicating with your partner.
Mm-hmm. Above ground pools.
Above ground pools. Masks.
Yeah. Face shields.
Good feelings between sides, even if they don't see eye to eye.
Yes.
That was a pancake, darling, right?
Yeah.
Accepting our differences and finding more commonality.
Yes. Swallowable bleach. I think that's one.
Hydroxychloroquine. This last quarter's grill sales, Traeger's still doing fine. It's not like we need to have a... You know, we've done the blood cancer event. We don't need to do an event for them because last quarter they still made $77 million. That is down, though, from $156 million they made in the second quarter of 2021.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Man, we were loving our grill. Okay. Has your grilling slipped? We're giving you a lot of stuff here. This is more of the rapid fire. You know, we'll get back to more singular with Chip and 235. What is your grill expertise? What is the one food that you make on the grill where you think people go, whoa? Like, apparently you grill in the kitchen, pancakes. We all should go, whoa.
Me and the griddle, we're very close.
Griddle's very, very good. What is your go-to on the grill? And have you slipped it all in your grill usage? Because no. Like, if I didn't have the grill year-round, I'd be bummed without the grill.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'm not fetal position. I'm not giving up. But the grill is an essential asset to cooking.
To a Minnesota spring, summer, and early fall before it gets trash? Yes.
I even think if you have the right spot and you cover the grill and you maybe shovel out a path, winter grill, underrated.
I'm a little too soft for the winter grilling.
Well, you know me. Who's more of a tough guy in the winter than me?
So not many.
I'm not saying that like it's 10 below and the wind chill is 40 below and I'm out there. No, but it's like a 20-degree day and the snow is creating those textures on the leaves.
Oh, yes.
I'm out there.
Textures.
Textures, exactly. Then I get in the traffic, go, screw textures. Get me back to California. 651-461-9226. What do you want on Unstoppable? What do you want to say on the pickleball craze and the commercial you and Brad were talking
about? Yeah, the pickleball craze, the mom in the pickleball commercial who's just dusting her son in pickleball. She's unstoppable. We also got a good one from Josh Wheeler, Donald Trump in the club championship. Unstoppable.
That is very good.
That might
Josh.
Be number one in the club.
That is so, so good. Joe Biden is a 6 handicap, you know?
Adam Carter with all of his talents.
Yes, exactly. Got to grill beef and vegetables in the kebabs. Where do you stand on the beef veggie kebab? I'm a huge fan.
I like them. I like to eat them. I don't like to prepare them. Is that fair? Tedious.
Not that complicated,
but
right?
I'm not saying it's complicated. I said it's tedious having to do the kebab thing, stick everything on the skewer. It takes a little while.
Yeah.
You know what I'd prefer? I've got a grill basket, and we do this for like pork souvlaki, which is kind of the same thing. You can make a kebab of it, but it's pork and vegetables.
Yeah.
You just throw it all in the basket. You mix it all in
the basket. Basket is good use.
Grill it together. All the flavors kind of merge, and then, hey, you just eat it with a fork. You don't have to worry about the skewer.
Apparently you're against big skewer. I'm a fan of big skewer. I think sometimes I'm wary of if I buy, not going there, if I buy at like a grocery store, are they giving me bigger vegetables?
Oh, yeah.
To hide the minimal meat they're giving me. So the pepper and onions are like the size of your head. Okay. And they're a game you like to play.
And Chad brings home the minimal meat.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure they are. Give you, you know, a giant piece of pepper or whatever. Yes, I imagine they are.
Jerk pellet, jerk chicken on the pellet grill. What is the pellet grill? Why am I blanking on the pellet grill?
Just wood pellets that you use.
Is that much better than the gas grill or the charcoal?
No.
I mean, we've got some pellet grill people in the pellet grill community who are very excited. Brisket. I make it once or twice a month since 2020. I'm to the point where my pals bring me one and I cook it. I can hardly eat it anymore, but I love to make them. I'd love if this person would bring us some brisket.
Ooh. When at peak, brisket is very high on the list.
Well, at peak, it's the best.
But it's so hard to
hit peak. We've debated the peak barbecue before. I think you've said ribs, right?
Ribs are my jam.
Yeah. They're amazing. But again, a lot of meat references, a lot of skewer references here, mm-hmm. however far you want to go.
Keep it going.
I like some meat on there. You're used to smaller meat, so you're kind of a those St. Louis ribs, right?
The St. Louis style. I like a baby back, too, but just comparing ribs and brisket, both tremendous at peak. Ribs, more forgiving. You can still do bad ribs.
D.B. Cooper has been running the country from his trailer in Esco. Raging alcoholism, also a pandemic darling.
Yeah.
Could be. Campers and RVs.
Yes.
Shaletta, for sure unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And does she still have her camper/RV?
I believe she's still got the RV.
I thought that was like a one-year deal. But I suppose.
Did you ever think it was ever going to be a one-year? Yeah, I mean, Shaletta. Much like Trump in the presidency, you think she was going to give it up that easily?
Young Mike Tyson, unstoppable.
Yeah.
For sure.
A little time in jail stopped him.
That was a problem. It was a bit of an issue. By the way, Texas says, it's blueberry pancakes or no pancakes at all. No, you're disrespecting the chocolate chip pancakes.
You 100% are.
The chocolate chip pancakes are very, very good.
You know what blueberry pancakes are? Overrated.
I think they are, not at Al's. The Al's blueberry pancakes? Are you telling me Al's blueberry pancakes?
I'm saying, in general, the love of the blueberry pancake, much like the Beatles, a little over the top.
They get compared often,
over the top.
The other berries don't get enough panic. Why do I keep saying pancake credit, too? I mean, how often do you order raspberry pancakes?
You don't do? Well, the raspberry would never hold up. We've been through that. That fruit is too soft.
Shit. You know, again, for you, man who knows about not holding up, I'm a hold-up expert in that way. We'll stop at this moment here on CCL. What do you want on Unstoppable? What do you want to say on the pickleball craze and the commercial you and Brad were talking
about? Yeah, the pickleball craze, the mom in the pickleball commercial who's just dusting her son in pickleball. She's unstoppable. We also got a good one from Josh Wheeler. Donald Trump in the club championship. Unstoppable.
That is very good.
That might
be
number one in the clubhouse.
That is so, so good. Joe Biden is a 6 handicap, you know?
Adam Carter with all of his talents.
Yes, exactly. Got to grill beef and vegetables in the kebabs. Where do you stand on the beef veggie kebab? I'm a huge fan.
I like them. I like to eat them. I don't like to prepare them. Is that fair? Tedious.
Not that complicated.
I'm
right?
not saying it's complicated. I said it's tedious having to do the kebab thing, stick everything on the skewer. It takes a little while.
Yeah.
You know what I'd prefer? I've got a grill basket, and we do this for like pork souvlaki, which is kind of the same thing. You can make a kebab of it, but it's pork and vegetables.
Yeah.
You just throw it all in the basket. You mix it all in
the basket is good use.
Grill it together. All the flavors kind of merge, and then, hey, you just eat it with a fork. You don't have to worry about the skewer.
Apparently you're against big skewer. I'm a fan of big skewer. I think sometimes I'm wary of if I buy, not going there, if I buy at like a grocery store, are they giving me bigger vegetables?
Oh, yeah.
To hide the minimal meat they're giving me. So the pepper and onions are like the size of your head, okay? And they're a game you like to play.
And Chad brings home the minimal meat.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure they are. Give you, you know, a giant piece of pepper or whatever. Yes. I imagine they are.
Jerk pellet. Jerk chicken on the pellet grill. What is the pellet grill? Why am I blanking on the pellet grill?
Just wood pellets that you use.
Is that much better than the gas grill or the charcoal?
No.
I mean, we've got some pellet grill people in the pellet grill community who are very excited. Brisket. I make it once or twice a month since 2020. I'm at the point where my pals bring me one and I cook it. I can hardly eat it anymore, but I love to make them. I'd love if this person would bring us some brisket.
Ooh. When at peak, brisket is very high on the list.
Well, at peak, it's the best.
But it's so hard to
hit peak. We've debated the peak barbecue before. I think you've said ribs, right?
Ribs are my jam.
Yeah. They're amazing. But again, a lot of meat references, a lot of skewer references here, mm-hmm. however far you want to go.
Keep it going.
I like some meat on there. You're used to smaller meat, so you're kind of those St. Louis ribs, right?
The St. Louis style. I like a baby back, too, but just comparing ribs and brisket, both tremendous at peak. Ribs, more forgiving. You can still do bad ribs.
D.B. Cooper has been running the country from his trailer in Esco. Raging alcoholism, also a pandemic darling.
Yeah.
Could be. Campers and RVs.
Yes.
Shaletta, for sure unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And does she still have her camper/RV?
I believe she's still got the RV.
I thought that was like a one-year deal. But I suppose.
Did you ever think it was ever going to be a one-year? Yeah, I mean, Shaletta. Much like Trump in the presidency, you think she was going to give it up that easily?
Young Mike Tyson, unstoppable.
Yeah.
For sure.
A little time in jail stopped him.
That was a problem. It was a bit of an issue. Bit of an issue. By the way, Texter says, it's blueberry pancakes or no pancakes at all. No, you're disrespecting the chocolate chip pancakes.
You 100% are.
The chocolate chip pancakes are very, very good.
You know what blueberry pancakes are? Overrated.
I think they are, well, not at Al's. The Al's blueberry pancakes? Are you telling me Al's blueberry pancakes?
I'm saying, in general, the love of the blueberry pancake, much like the Beatles, a little over the top.
They get compared often.
A little over the top.
The other berries don't get enough why do I keep saying pancake credit, too? I mean, how often do you order raspberry pancakes?
You don't do, well, the raspberry would never hold up. We've been through that. That fruit is too soft.
Shit. You know, again, for you, man who knows about not holding up, I'm a hold-up expert in that way. We'll stop at this moment here on CCL.